Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Revias dam, Revias dam tevusa, mimeis echad. A revias of blood that came out of a deceased person is metame. A revias is a bit more than, it's 3 to 4 ounces depending on the various opinions. So if a revias of blood came from one mace, as the pasuk says, whoever touches a mace, the soul of a person, and Chazal explained that that refers to the revias of dam, or a revias of dam tevusa, that is blood which partially came out when the person was alive and partially came out when the person passed away. So revias dam from a mace is metame mideraisa, revias dam tevusa, where part came out before the death and part came out after the death. That would only be Tamei Midrabanan. But the halacha is Mimeis Echad, it's Metamei only if it all came from one mace. Rabbi Akiva Eimer, Rabbi Akiva says, Mishnei Mesem, even if it came from two separate Mesem, a half a kazayas from one, a half a kazayas from the other, still it would be Metamei, as the pasuk says, we'll call Nafshois Meis Loyavai, the plural terminology, I'll call Nafshois Meis, the souls of a dead person. A person should not come close to that, refers to even if it's from two people. Dam katan shiyatsukule. What if the blood of a child came out, and all of the blood together is less than a revias? For example, a newborn. Rabbi Akiva says, kol shehu. Rabbi Akiva says, even though it's not a revias, even if it's just a little bit, since it's all of the blood, it's metame, just like the roiv atzamais. We said if you have roiv minyan or roiv binyan of a body, is metame even though it's not a roiva hakav, so too all of the blood is metame even though it's not a kezayas. V'chachamim say revias. Even if it's all the blood, it still is not metame unless it is the shear of a revias. The Mishnah continues, kezayas rima. If a body is decomposing and is all full of different types of worms and things that are living on it and crawling on it, and you collect a kezayas of those living creatures, bein chaya, bein mesa, whether these creatures are alive or have already died, Rabbi Eliezer, mitame kibisai. Rabbi Eliezer says those are going to be tamei, just as if it's the flesh of a mace, since they're growing from the mace. V'chachamim, mitarim. The chachamim say, no, it's tahar, because we don't consider it like rekev, like the decomposed materials of the body. Efer serufim, the ashes of a cremated body. Rabbi Eliezer, Aymer Shir B'Roiva. Rabbi Eliezer says it also goes by the share of a roiva. A roiva hakav. V'chachamim metar metachamim say that the ashes of a cremated body are tahar, because since they were so burnt and dried out, it loses the status of tumah, and the mefarshim say that we paskin like the chachamim. Miloy tarvad ve'oid. If one collects a tarvad plus a little bit more of afar kavaris, of the dirt just below the body in the grave, so the dirt will be somewhat intermingled with part of the decomposed position of the body. So the halacha is tame. It's going to be tame because since you have a tarvad ve'oid plus a little bit more, we're going to assume that you have a full tarvad of Efer Hameis, of the rekev of the mace. And yes, there's a little bit more, so we'll attribute a little bit more to be the dirt which is mixed in with it. Rabbi Shimon Metar. However, Rabbi Shimon says it's Tahar. And the Gemara says because he has a special drasha that says that when you have something mixed in with rekev, it keeps the status of being Tahar. Meloy tarvad rakov shegavali b'mayim. If you have a lot of rakov, that's the dry materials that are of a decomposed body, but it was mixed with water, ein echibur l'tumah, that water does not combine it to be one entity. So the Mefarshim point out that if someone carries a tarvad of rekev, two handfuls of rekev, he's tamei because he has the shear. If someone's in the same oihel as the tarvad of rekev as well, he's going to be tamei. But if someone touches, he won't become tamei, because since it's separate particles touching one particle, does not mean you touch the entire tarvat. So the Gemara here is addressing, do you say that since you poured water on this tarvat of Rekev, that it becomes now one entity? So the Mishnah says, no, einai chubur l'tumah, it's not considered a chibur for a tumah, and therefore the person would not be tamei. Mishnah Gimel. Elu mitamen b'maga uvamasa. The following things that we're going to list are mitame if you touch them or carrying them. Ve'einon mitamen b'oihel, but they would not be mitame if you're just in the same oihel, under the same covering as them. Etzem kasa oira, if you have a bone the size of a barley. We learned earlier that the shear to be mitame b'oihel is kezayis, or Rav Binyan, or Rav Minyan. But that's to be metame ba'oil. To be metame b'mago v'masa, once it has the shear of just a barley, a sa'ira, it would also be metame b'mago u'v'masa. Ve'eretz ha'amim. Chazal were mesakein, where one takes dirt from chutz l'aretz into Eretz Yisrael, that it's metame b'mago u'v'masa. A chashash that since people who don't live in Eretz Yisrael are not so careful, the Goyim were not so careful where they buried people, perhaps the dirt has in it some aspects of a mace. So therefore, dirt from Eretz Amim would be mitami only b'mago v'masa, but not b'oyel. Ubeis ha'pras, or if one has a field where there was a grave in the field was plowed, and now we don't know where the parts of the body that were ripped up by the plow are. So chamor mesakein, that for 100 amma circumference around the last known location of the kever would have the status of a beis apras, and the dirt from that area would be metame by touching or carrying it, but not by being in the same ohel. Eiver min hames, if one takes a limb from a deceased person, ve'eiver min achai, She'ein aleihem basar kareh, which does not have enough flesh, like we discussed earlier, that if it has enough flesh, that if it would still be attached to the person, it would be able to rejuvenate, then it is metame b'oyel. But here, where it's not able to rejuvenate, then it would not be metame b'oyel. Hashidra v'hagugaylas, the spine, or the skull, shechasru, where there's lacking parts of the spine, or lacking parts to the skull, also, it would not be metame be'oil. Kamu chisarin b'shedra. What's considered being lacking in the spine? That would not be metame be'oil. Beshamay yemin beshamay says, shtei chulyas. If it's missing two vertebrae, it would not be metame. Beisilo says, afilu chulya achas. Even if just one of the lower 18 vertebrae are missing, not counting the neck, because as we discussed earlier, the vertebrae in the neck are a different count. So that would also not be metame ba'oyel. Ubago goyles, what's considered lacking in the skull? Beshamay oimrim mekimalei makdech. Beshamay says if it's missing enough, the thickness of a drill, that if you take a instrument which was used by doctors, as we'll discuss in a minute, according to Reb Meir, or according to the Chachamim, perhaps a larger drill, but if you that amount, the width of that drill bit, would be missing from the skull, then it would not be metame ba'el or beisil. And beisil says, kidei sheinatol menachai v'yamas. It doesn't go by drilling. Rather, it goes by, well, how much of the skull can be taken off with the person still living. Beza makdeach amru. What type of drill are we talking about according to Beishamai? Bekatan shel reif, from the smaller drill that a doctor would use when he was doing his procedure. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Bechamim, but the chamim say, begodol shalishka, referring to a larger drill which was used in the lishka in the Beis Hamikdash to do the various projects as far as fixing things in the lishka. That would be a much larger hole. That would be the amount that would need to be missing, not to be metame be'oihel.